Shabbat. The Shia this week is being sponsored. The listeners are Avigdor Menachem and Rachel to you, Aruch Shalom. Shabbat to Rashi for coming to say the Shia.
Okay, it's very weird that I'm called a Rosh Shiva. I do have to, I like to always start off with a Hakoras HaTayv. I just saw Gevaldik and Maral. The Maral says, it says, Kulam Rosh Bnei Yisrael Hemo. So we know, obviously, the Shaila is, what happened to the Meraglim if they were such big tzaddikim and they were Rosh Yisrael? What happened to them? So Maral says, such an unbelievable thing. He says, as soon as they started, they became Shluchim of Rishayim. And Shlucha Shalom Kamoisei, they turned into Rishayim. Unbelievable. It's such a concept in Yiddishkeit, but we can really turn around the concept for the good also. A mensch was a shliach for a tzibur of people on Vakshi Teira. Avad the Shlucha Shalom Kamoisei, everything goes into the shlichus. And the mendis, how many shurim are in the world that start at 10:30 at night on a Motzei Shabbos? I don't even know if there's one.
Not too many.
And especially not like a Lomda Shashir. Okay, so we're going to go into a beautiful Inyan. The Inyan is Kol Pina Shat HaPoyna, In HaPoyna El Yimino. Any turnings that you make, you're supposed to go to the right. It's going to have, it really has ramifications all over, besides for Kachim, it has ramifications for Yom Tov, for Sukkot and Hanukkah. We'll try and do whatever we can. But I think as an introduction to the Sugya, I want to just get, we should get our bearings, so to speak. Okay, so we have to, we know we're going to be dealing with directions all the time. So, you're looking at the Mizrach Vant. This is Mizrach. Okay, this is Tzafon over here, the north. Okay, Mizrach is east, north. And this is Mairiv. You come into Beis HaMikdash, you come into Shah Mizrachi. To your right is Tzafon, which is where you shecht. Facing you is the Heichal. And then pass Heichal the Kodesh Kachim to the Kosel HaMa'aravi. When we daven by the Kosel HaMa'aravi, we're on the other side of the Har HaBayis. Obviously, it's not the wall of the base of the Heichal, it's the wall of the Har HaBayis. Where we're facing is obviously we're facing the Kosel HaMa'aravi of the Har HaBayis. And of course, to my left is the Dorim, the south. The south is. So as we come into Beis HaMikdash, we start off with Ezes Nashim, go to Ezes Kehanim, Ezes Kehanim. Then we come to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, which is already very relevant to us. The Mizbeach was basically covering the Pesach Ulam. We have the special place of Bein Ulam and Mizbeach, between Ulam and Mizbeach. Then we have the Kevesh, which goes up from the left side. Okay, which goes up from the side of Dorim. We go up the Kevesh, and then we, whatever we have to do, and we're going to see about that. Okay, so that's really basically, again, Mizrach, Tzafon, Ma'ariv, and Dorim. Okay, so the first Gemara we mentioned, is you're going to be learning it now, Mishnah, the next day or two. So we start off like this. The Mishnah starts off, Ezim Mekim Shal Zvach. Where's the places of Zvach? So the first thing is Kachi Kachim, which are Shkutas Matzafen, and then Shiyoi Hadam HaYoshayfech HaYisayid Merubi Shalom Zbeach Achitza. What are the Kachi Kachim? Parim HaNisrafim, Seirim HaNisrafim, Shkutas Matzafen, and they we Shiyoi Hadam HaYoshayfech HaYisayid Merubi Shalom Zbeach Achitza. Remember, these are bloods that were the Zuika is done inside. On Bein Abadim, Heichel, Bein Abadim, Poroiches, Mizbeach Hazav, then I come out, and then the Mizbeach Hazav does not have a Yisoid where you pour the blood in. The blood is poured in the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Achitza and outside Mizbeach. As we come out of the Heichel, the first thing that's facing me is the Yisoid HaMa'aravi of the Mizbeach Achitza, right? That's the thing that's closest to me. However, the Gemara says a drasha, and the Gemara says, "How do you know Tana Rabbana Shor Adam? My timer or Makra al Yisoid Mizbeach Ha'Ela Asher Pesach Oyel Moed Yisoid Mizbeach Ha'Ela Asher Pesach Oyel Moed Ha'Hu." What the Gemara over here is Ha'Hu the Parga Bereishis. But anyway, it says in the pasuk, "Al Yisoid Mizbeach Asher Pesach Oyel Moed." I'm coming out of the Pesach. The Yisoid that's facing me, that is the Yisoid Amarav. Let's go now to the next Gemara that we mentioned, and Daf Nun Gimel. Here we're talking about we already went down, not from Kodesh Kodesh Kodeshim, Chatos, which we do the Zwick on top of the Mizbech, I go around the Mizbech, I come down, where do I do that? On Yisoid Doroimi, okay? Because I came down the Kavesh, and I do Yisoid Doroimi. Frank the Gemara, and Yisoid the Mizbech, Zay Yisoid Doroimi. Maybe it's Yisoid Maravi, but Yilmat Sosim and Amafurish. I should learn it because the pastor doesn't tell me where, so I should learn it out from what I just mentioned, the dam where it says V'yotza. It said the Shirayim of the Domra Apnimim, where that says Mafurish of Pesach Oil Moed. I should learn out from there. So the Gemara says no. Yilmat Yiridosim in a Kavesh Litziosim in a Hechel. We're going to learn out going down from the ramp to going out of the Hechel. Just like when you go out from the Hechel, it's Besomuchloi. You do it the place which is closest to you. Remember, I came out of the Hechel. The first thing that's going to hit me is the Yisoid HaMaravi. Okay, so too, when I'm coming down the Mizbeah, coming down the Kavesh, I finished going all the way around. I'm coming down. The first thing that's going to hit me is the Yisoid. Okay, that's the Gemara. Frek Tosis, going back on Dafnun Aleph, this is a very simple question. So really the Gus in the Gemara was that the Domin from the inside, I schwitz, the Shiraim, I pour, when I come out of the Hechel, the Gemara says, the Loshen was Hahuda Poga Beresh. The first thing that the Pasuk says, and you say them is Be'ach, Ah Shal Pesach Olmer. Okay, so the Loshen is Ahuda Poga Beresha. So Tosis mentions that Rashi doesn't have the gist of Ahuda Poga Beresha, because really the Shaila over here is what happened. There's a din of Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvahs. Ein Mitzvahs tells me that I'm not allowed to pass over Mitzvahs. So therefore, as soon as I come out of the Hechel, it should be obvious, which lends to the question of Tosis, what do I even need? Why would I need the I don't need the Pasuk to teach me that. To cut a long story short, Tosis really asks this for a kasha. Tosis asks for a kasha. He has a bunch of very clear kashas over here. I don't have time to go into them. And he basically says, his question remains, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you have to do, when I come out of the Hechel, that I have to do the Yisoid right over there? There's a simple din of Ein Mavir in Alamitzis. Tosis says a very beautiful lom de shechilik has nothing to do with any of our mitzvahs. There's a brisker rav that explains it, and that's not going to be my point. Now, I mean, we're going to go into this kasha. The Rashash asks a shayla over here, and the Rashash asks, when I come down the mizbeach, okay, now let's talk about the domim of the chatos. So we said the chatos, we schwitz. We go up the Soviet, we go up the Mizbeach, we go around the Soviet, we schwitz on four corners. Okay? I come up the Mizbeach, I go Mizrach, and then I go Tzalfen, I go Mayriv, and then Dorim. So now I'm at the end of the Mizbeach, I come down the Kavesh, and we said, now I'm going to put the Shirayim in the Yisoid Doroimi. So the Shash is clearing, listen, I'm coming down backwards, I'm coming down, so really, as I started telling you, there's a din called Pina Shata Pina in a Pina Elimin. So maybe the right way to do is, and I come down to the bottom, instead of going to my left, and because there's no Yisoid by the Kavish, I'm going to have to walk to the left, past the Kavish, to the Yisoid Doraim. Okay? Now, there's no Kavish, so Dr. Rashash, no, I think I have to go all the way around. Because the din of Kolpina Shata Parina in the Parina Elamina, which is going to take me all the way around the Mizbeach.
When you come down, you minister to the right.
You minister?
Come down to the Kavish.
I'm coming down backwards. Rashash, I have to come down backwards.
The Mizbeach is to your right.
Yeah, of course, he says that. You have to walk backwards. Right? So, Mizrach is to your right. Okay? Now.
Does it say anywhere that you walk backwards?
So, the Rashash is. It's a very funny thing. The Rashash brings wise. He brings wise. He declares it for Shaila and he brings wise that you walk backwards. Now, the Migdash David really assumed this simply. And he asks, he doesn't really. He says it for Teres on Tosis, but really he's asking a Bam Kash on Tosis. He says, Tosis asks me a kasha, why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that when I come out of the Hechel, I have to schwitz on the Yisoid Maravi? you said, have any Mavir in our mitzvahs? 1 minute. Not two. Because we have this, he doesn't mention the Roshash, but he takes it poshut by him, that when I come down the Kevesh, the only way I can get to Yishayich Yisraim, I have to start a circle going to my right. So you know what I'm going to hit? I'm going to first hit. There's no Yisoid on the Yisoid Mizrahi, but there was Yisoid on the Tzvaini. So I'll say, I'm going to have to spritz on the Yisoid Tzvaini. For that, I need a posse. That, so it's really a cash on Tzvaini, right? Adurab, in my Vienna, it's not going to help me. Using the saw of the Roshash. That means when I come down to the bottom, I have to go all the way around. So Mamela now in my Vienna Witzes tells me, no, you should switch on the Yisrael Tzvaini. Okay? It says, now we have to deal with this. A Gemara in Yuma talking about the actual Hazos in the Heichal, on the Mizbeach Hazov. So Mizbeach Hazov has very, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah alone, it's not Nurchas on the days, there's a machlokes which way around you go in the Mizbeach Hazov, which is really lends to itself right away. Why would there be a machlokes? We know there's a din, you have to go Yumin. So I'm trying to go as fast as I can. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, brings out a machlokes. Tono abon hitchil mechatev yoy. Meichen umaschil. Mikaren mizrochis doimis. Okay? This is Mizrachis Doimis. Okay? Doimis Maravis, well, that's very good. Divor Rabbi Akiva. Basically, no. Mikaren Mizrachis Tzfoinis. Okay? Tzfoinis Maravis. No, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, he was right. I'm sorry, the other way. Let's start again. Mizrachis Doimis is over here. Doimis Maravis. Okay? So he's going backwards. Okay? So one say you're going backwards, one say we're going left way, and one say we're going right. So the Gemara tries to deal with it, understand that. Okay? The Gemara, the Kula Alma. So the first introduction to this machlekes is the Kula Alma Miha. Remember, you're coming out of the Heichal. So 1 minute, why are we starting on this side? Why are we starting on this side, Maravi? Not Maravi. Mizrahi. Why am I starting on this side, Mizrahi? Right? You should be starting when you just came out of the Heichal. You're going to hit the Mizbeach right when you come out. So the Gemara says, no, the Kuli Alma Mia Bahu Karen de Paga Bereisha Lo Ovet. The first Karen that you hit when you come out, that's for sure you're not going to do. Why? My time on Mashmur, Dama Kra, Vyotza El Mizbeach, Ad the Nofik Mikula Mizbeach. So there's a special din, Vyotza El Mizbeach tells me, this is the Mizbeach, you come out of the Heichal, you can't start schwitzing until you come away from the Mizbeach. Then we're going to go around. You can go back there. But the first thing is you have to go. So the only place is to start either over here or you're going to start over here. Okay? So the Gemara. Okay. My time? Yes. Look, Rabbi Akiva, Nakiv Derechimin. Lame of the Romer Cheskel Kamifligen. Maybe they're arguing in the Machlekes, which I'm going to skip now because we're going to get to it, where we learn out the din of Kalpinas. Okay, Holomata, Kalpinas Shatapoin, Loyelo Derechimin. So maybe we could say, Mao Islay, the Romer Bacheskel, and Mao Leslay, the Romer Cheskel. Maybe one holds the Romer Cheskel, one does not hold on the chesed. One holds you have to go derech yamin, and one does not hold you have to go derech yamin. Now listen to this. Look, the kula alma isna the Romer Cheskel. We all hold that you have to go derech yamin. For Rabbi Kiva, ubahacha bahacha miflege. Ma sova yalfinon pnim michutz, ma sova lo yalfinon pnim michutz. One says you learn out the dinim of the inside from the dinim of the outside. And one says you're learning the dinim from the, you don't learn the dinim from the inside from the outside. I'm sure you're very baffled by what I'm saying. I hope you are. Okay. And the Gemara continues. So the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, nihi de lo yalef pnim yichutz, iboy hachi neved, iboy hachi neved. What's compelling you to go left ways? Okay, you don't learn out pnim yichutz, but what's compelling you to go left ways? So the Gemara, no. Really, you have to do the first corner that you reach. Okay, you really, the halacha is al sedin of ein mavien ala mitzvahs, dama yeshlokish ein mavien ala mitzvahs. So really, I'm so still in that corner over there. Now, v'amayla of it, mishum de siviyot al mizbech, ad enofim mikunum zech. I have to go away, completely away from the mizbech. Umikiven, diyor v'hu keren. So now I'm going to do on this corner, but I have to go back to that corner, Ein Ravi and our mitzvahs. That mitzvah is very upset. That corner is very upset. So I have to go back to that corner and I have to do that. Once I'm going that way, so I go around it. I go around backwards. Okay? Let me finish the Gemara and then we'll come to, I'm sure, what's bothering you very, very much. So then the Gemara says, no, then the Gemara introduces a new svar. Maybe, Hachav Hachav Mifredeh. Ma'asava Hakofa Biyad, Ma'asava Hakofa Beregel. One second. You guys say, Ma'asava Dekulam Hakofa Biyad, Hachav Hachav Mifredeh, Ma'asava Yafinim Yad Miregel, Ma'asava Lo Yafinim Miregel. So one second. Maybe we have a new possibility. Maybe they really, there's a question over here. The Mizbech Hazav was the size of one amma. Teeny little thing, right? We'd have to go around for. You can switch like this, like this, like this, like this. Okay? So now we have a new possibility. Maybe the machlokes is gufa, whether you go around or whether you do it biyad. And then the Gemara says, no, maybe everyone agrees that you do it biyad, you don't go around. And the question is, do I learn yad from regal or I don't learn yad from regal? Fregdor Ashash. I'm still coming to the big kasha, but let me just go with this kasha. Fregdor Ashash, what do you mean? He's mechiach the lemaisu lo yafin and yad mirecha. We don't learn out yad mirecha. Okay, meaning that when you do a kofa biyad, there's no din of being going around the yamin. Frek the Rashash, if that's the case, how come lahalacha when you do nanuim on for lulav? Okay, we say there's a din of kalpinus. You have to go around. He had asked additionally, which I'm not going to get into because it's problematic. By Hanukkah, there are opinions also that there's a din of kol pinus shata poina, even though muskul rishon there shouldn't. It's not, you're going on a straight line, but we'll get to it or we won't get to it. Now, what? Nenuim. I have to go right. So he's saying, if lo yafinun yad mi regal, there's no regal over there. That's not considered regal. That's called hakofas yad. Why do we say al sedin of kol pinis that you have to go that with the? That's the kash, the shash kash. But the Gemara before, the Gemara said that everyone agrees that there's a din of kol pinis. And the shaila was whether yafinun pnei michutz, whether you learn out just like outside on the mizbeach as chitzen, you have a din of kol pinis. Maybe the same. Whether I learn out that the inside has the same din. You just told me that we hold kol pinis. Everyone agrees kol pinis. So what's it to learn from the outside to the inside? From the outside to the inside. You already told me there's a din kol pinis. Kol pinis is a din everywhere. You just told me that. Right? Very shvarach. How do we know the din of kol pinis? So the Gemara says over here, the Gemara says, we learn out from Yam Sha'asa Shleim. Let's go down in Zvachim, we're going to see in Nun Gimel and Daf, Yam Sha'asa Shleim. Yam Sha'asa Shleim, Eimid Ashtem Asa Baka, he made a basin, he made a it was on pillars, okay, which looked like some kind of statue of a baka, and it was like a mikveh, a beautiful thing out of copper. And it says like this, Shleisha Eimid Ashtem Asa Baka. It's on three, it's standing on 12 statues of it's looking like baka. Shleisha Poinim Tzfeina, Shleisha Poinim Yama. One minute, let's go there. Tzafei, Yama is Ma'ariv. Okay, Shleisha Poinim Negba, Shleisha Poinim Mizracha. Okay, so what happened over here? Went around this way. Oh, so the Gemara. Yeah, okay, so that was the drasha. So now listen to this Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma says like this. The Gemara has, it's actually a Mishnah Talmud, Midas actually, the Mishnah says, it gives me all how they're describing the Beis HaMikid in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a stira, one is describing it right way, and one is describing it left way. So Gemara says, Ma sova, ma koch, it's a Gemara Yuma Dav Yizayin, Ma choshev derech yamin, Ma choshev derech smol. Okay, and then the Gemara ends off. So now the one that said derech smol, fek the Gemara, V'ha'oma mar, kol pina shata poina, lo yeh ele derech yamin, shalom yamin. So the Gemara, what do you mean? Hani mili ba'avoida. When you do an avoida, you have to go derech yamin. Aval hacha chushbin ba'alma. Just describing you as something is chushbin ba'alma. Fregech de chushbin ba'alma. You can't get a bigger chushbin ba'alma than Yom Sha'asa Shleima. Right? So what on earth is going on? So Tesis tells us, second, where's this Tosfos? Kol pinus has been let out. You mean for Tosfos? So Tosfos mishum the gemrinen miyam shasa shleima hikshir abin afraim. The other gemrinen mehasam. Why are you learning out from yam shasa shleima? I'll give you psukim in bamid walamet hay by mi migrash umadoisa michutz leir es pas kedma alpain bama es pas negev v'hainu derech smol kshir ponav leir. Okay, you're going back. You're going left ways, right? So Tosfos has a simple kasha. You're going with psukim like that. I'll show you that in the Torah they measured something. It's irrelevant. They measured something and they're measuring left ways. Why do we shundachsev poinim poinim? It says poinim poinim. It says in the psukim it keeps saying three poinim this way, and three poinim this way, and three poinim this way. And really, v'hachi is behadi bezvachim pekotcha kotcha. And that's going to be Gemara sound base on base. And the Gemara asks, hahumi boile legufe? What are you learning out from that pasuk? Maybe the pasuk is just describing me. And for Zog the Gemara, Bishleim pirish be'alma minolon. How do you know from ever? Mshani imkein poinim poinim lomali. So the words poinim are to teach me specifically the Torah or in the Navi. It says in Cheskel, it says extra the word poinim, which means to turn, to teach me a new din of poinim. I would like to make a suggestion. That we say the word kol pinos she'ata poine. There's a two-step process over here. You first have to learn that there's a din that you have to be poine. Once you have a din to be that once you know that you have to be poine, we'll explain that in a second. Then there's a second step, which is it has to be liyamin. This could be in one of two ways. Either if the din itself is mechayev me to go in a circle or to go around four corners, because the actual action that I'm doing is compelling me to go in four corners. For instance, let's use the Rashash instance when you're doing manuim. So you have to be paying a luchas, you have to go around the luchas. So automatically, even, and that will be the terrace of the Kasha of the Rashash, it doesn't matter if I don't learn Yad Miragel. If the Maisa itself compels me to go around four corners, then I know it's the Yamin. If I have to do Hakaf around the Bima, I go around the Bima, by Shanas, so then also, since the din is to go all the way around, so that's going to be that din. The halacha itself is going to compel me that I have to go. Then it clicks in the din.
Sefer Torah, you don't go around. You have to go through, right?
No, so Sefer Torah, you end up going. You end up between taking out and taking in. You go. Yeah, that's also called that. Okay, now there's really another. The Mikdash Shavuot really asked a very good shaila. Within his shaila, he bought a very stark array. The Gemara says, let's see what it is. I'm sorry. That kola oilin lemizbeach. Kola oilin lemizbeach and samach gimel and zvachim samach gimel. Kola oilin lemizbeach. Kolin was veich oilin derech yimin. Okay, very nice. Makifin v'yoidin derech smol. Makifin, you go until you get end up by smol. Chutz min oil legimel elu. Three things you don't go up. One is chatas melika of the oif, and one is nesachim. And the Gemara says, why not? Why don't you do it over there? So the Gemara says, nesachim shem yisashnu oilas oif shem atomas b'asham. We're not going to take schlep the Nesachim all the way around the Mizbech, because they're going to get smoked up. We're not going to take the Eilas Eif all the way around the Mizbech. Shema Thomas Basha. Zok the Mikdashav. I'm showing you a raya from there, that even if you don't mitzad the Maisa, you're not compelled to go to four corners. I really only have to reach the Yisoid, Duraimi right over here. But I'm still going to go all the way around. And so therefore, I would have had to go around if not for the fact that I, it's not the Yisoid over there, whatever you have to do on top of them there, if not for the fact that there's a problem of Shema Thomas Ba'ashon, or if the Nesachim are going to get spoiled, you would have had to go around. So I see that there's no din necessarily compelled because I have to go around four corners. Right? Even if I don't have to go around four corners, but the Etzim going on the Mizbech compels me that I always have to go around. And therefore, that's why he asks that by Shirayim, even though I have no reason to go around, other than the fact that there's a special din of Kol Oila, Oila De'achimin. The Gemara says, there's a Mishnah Midas, Mishnah Midas says, Kol HaNechnosin La'Azara, Nechnosin De'achimin, and Makif, and you go around. Right? I'm going into the Azara, I need to go in for whatever purpose it is. The halacha is, I go around, I go to my right, I go as right as I can, and then I keep going around and I go around. I suppose I do my business wherever I have to do it, and then I continue the circle, like by a Sefer Torah. I go in the middle, do whatever I have to do, and then I continue my circle. That's the din, that's where you have a classic case where there's a miyuchadik din of makifin, right? It's not else. Because I have to do something on each corner. There's a special din, there's another din of makifin. And I would like to suggest that kala oilin ala mizbech is the same thing. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Kala oilin ala mizbech, anyone who goes up the mizbech has to be makifin. So the din, when you go up on the mizbech, just like kala nichnasin azar, that compels you to go all the way around. And therefore, specifically in those cases that the Gemara said by Nesachim and by Ashon, where over there it's a maaser that you have to do on top of the Mizbech. So wherever you have a maaser that you have to do on top of the Mizbech, you have a special din. Like we said, it's a two-step process. There's a din of Makifin, and once I know there's a din of Makifin, I have to go Derech Yamin. However, on the bottom of the Mizbech, where the case of the Rashash and the case of the Migdash David, where I'm going to do Nesachim, the Chayra is not Muchach that there's a din of Makifin. Who said there's a din that you have to go around at all? There's a din of Kol Oilin Mizbech Makifin. It doesn't say anything about the bottom of the Mizbech. Oy Bazoi, now at least we can have a Pesach to understand the Gemara of Yofin and Pnei Michutz.
But even on the bottom of the Mizbech, when he came in,
yeah,
originally came in, he came in from the, he went around the Mizbech, half around the Mizbech.
No, he finished going to the Mizbech. He came down
the Mizbech. Before he shechted, when he shechted the Bema.
Yeah.
So he went around the Mizbech to go to the Eich.
Yeah, right.
So he did have, so now he's going out, so it's good. Now he's could do his business. What should go around again?
I'm not following
you. He went around already, half of the Mizbech.
He's coming out now. He went up the Mizbech.
No, before he went in.
You're talking about the Chatos now. You're talking about Chatos, the Shwitz on the top of the Mizbech. Oh, Pnimi you're talking about? Oh, okay, so now, Pnimi. Oh, so good. Very good. Okay, we're talking about.
You said that Nesachim would have the din of Yamin, except.
Because Nesachim is on top of the Mizbech. It's on top of the Mizbech. So you had a din, as kala oil in the Mizbech. The Mishnah says Mefeish. It's the same thing as, there's nothing compelling me to go around the corners. What's compelling me to go? Terry says there's a special din, Makifin, right? And that's a din of Poinim. That's where we learn out the word, from the word Poinim. Miuchadik a din, that wherever you have a din poinim, wherever you have a reason to be poinim, but I first have to know that I have to be poinim. Right, now, let's handle, because this is where it's sticky a little bit. So what's lemaisa? The Gemara is saying, a shaila whether you have fin and pnim yichutz or not, benegeya, the hazars on the mizbeach hazar. Over here, this is where we have to handle a little bit. Right? Obviously, what we're saying over here, it's not muchach that there's a din pain, right? That's what we're trying to say over here, right? Yafin and pnim michutz would teach me that there's a din pain, but the fact alone that I have to schwitz on four corners of a mizbeach, it's not muchach that it's a din pain. Maybe I can go here, and I go here, and I can go here, and I go here. There's no hechach, right? So now what are you asking me? I had to go back, right? So good, okay, so very good. But the shaila is now, where do I go from here? If I don't know any din poinim at all, so maybe I go all the way back. Maybe I go all the way back to this corner. I didn't do this corner yet. Who told you that I have to go in a circle? Well, who told you I have to go in a circle? I need to first know that there's a din poinim. So sometimes you're compelled to say poinim. If the din is to be, do I coffers around the bima? So then you're compelled to go pay. That's what you're telling me. There's a din poinim. Mitzad atzmo, there's a din poinim. So then there'll be a din yamin. Then there's a din of kol ha-nechnas and azor, or kol ha-el ha-mizbeach. This also compels me to the thing. But there's still one more problem. Okay, so really, I think we've answered the shailas. We've basically answered the shailas. The Mikdash David is not muchach, and the Rishash is also not muchach, because if it's on the bottom of the mizbeach, who's compelling me to do poinim over here? There's nothing compelling to. There's only still one more problem. Lemaisa Razos, this was for the chatas. The chatas, the Razos of the chatas are done on top of the mizbeach, the four corners. Okay, the Razos of the oila are shtayim shem arba, which are done on the bottom of the mizbeach. And that's clearly, the Gemara says, that's a din of poinim. Okay? What do we do with that? So I want to suggest something. I don't hit me over the head. I want to suggest something. The din is shnayim shein arba. Okay? Shnayim shein arba means, okay, so, which is actually, I'm doing this corner, tzvain is, mizrach is tzvain is, and droim is my rovis. Okay? Once I have to do in those two locations, I have an automatic poinim over here. There's no other way. Whichever way I'm going to go is going to be poinim. So now the shaila, should I go to the right or to the left? There's no other way to go. It's only a way of poinim. There's no other way. Am I right? You're asking to me? Okay, good. So you're asking to me. That's very good. Okay, so it was this. So now mamish, everything collapses with Givaldic. About the you mamish, this word is going to come up the whole time. The din of kol pina sha'ata poinim is kol pina sha'ata poina, that you are poina. For whatever reason you're poina, that has to be a min. How is it? Either because the actual action that I do compels me to be poina, lemoshel by when I do nanuim, or because there's a din of kol ha-nechnas and lazar has to be poina, or there's a din of kol ha-olin le-mizbeach has to be poina. But if it's tam a din of others, no, we don't. There might be other din. I want to make a disclaimer. There might be such a thing called derech yamin. It might be something else. And also benegeya Chanukah, I really don't have it clear, so I'm not even going to say it. I mean, I know there's a big machlokes whether there is a din kol poinim. Pashas, you're going in a straight line. I could tell you along the shechilik. It happens to be that it has a shaykh to this week's parasha. I found in Ma'ariv Gezach. It says, Alu zeh b'negev, zog the maske l'dovid, one of the goyim for Rashi. So Rashi says, they told them ragam to go on Negev, and you should go to the weak, start off on the weaker point. So he says, what's bothering Rashi is, he's asking, why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell him exactly which way to go? What's the difference which way you go? Okay, so he says, no, because her shederech halichosam, her yeklapim mid betzin, shahoya b'miktsaya duroimis mizrachis, right over here, im keng shagiyu l'sham, yesh lifneim shnei duroachim, ruach mizrachis, either they can go this way, Ruach Mizrachis, yeah, this way. Ruach Doimis, or to go that way. Okay? Viluloitzi v'am v'yisem Moshe Klum, m'stam ayah poina Ruach Mizrachis, derech yamin. The kaimelon kol pina sha'at poina, ein poina el yamin. So therefore, that's why he had to go and tell them not to go derech yamin. So at least we have a shaykh of the pasha. Okay, so at least I have another few minutes. Let me just, mamash, tell you a beautiful mashal.
Mary Dicker mashal. So when is there no din poina? What's the
hechatim with his nodin? If I'm at the bottom of the mizbeach and I have to do nesachim, right? I have to shvitzer shuraim. I'm the bottom of the mizbeach. Of course, I'm just gonna go straight to where I have to. Mechatim, I have to go all the way around the mizbeach. What's compelling me to go around the mizbeach? I want to tell you something. I hold that there's only another teretz. Once you get to the bottom of the mizbeach, why can't I turn around and then go? There's no din. I have to walk backwards till I get to the bottom of the mizbeach. Once I'm at the bottom of the mizbeach, why can't I turn around? Unless I'm not allowed to have my back to the mizbeach at all. If I turn around, then I'll go derech yamin straight to Schwitz. But I don't know if that's right. Obviously, the Rishash, they never even entertained such a machshon. But achayu, this vod is very right. Right? There's no din. You have to have a din to be poina before then you can go derech yamin. But till you have a din sha'ata poina, there's no din derech yamin. Let me quickly tell you a mashal. The mashal says in the pasuk, the Gemara says in Seita, kol loshen hara she'ein bo emes mitchilasei einem miskai. So the mashal is medayik, that sounds like that the Meraglim, and he brings a psukim from because it says, "Om Gdolus Tzuras Bashamayim," because it was two. So the Mashah, it sounds like what they really said was Sheker. He said, "Where was their Sheker? Where was the lies in the words of the Meraglim?" So he says, he says, "Vayarim with Priya Oretz, Vayisapu Loi, Vayim Abon Alat Hashem Shartonim Gam Savas Chavad Vash." He vizepiria. What did they bring? Bor Geffen, Teino Rimoin, and then they said ze v'gamzav chavad vash, which means they have dates. Then they said vizepiria, a brisker vizepiria. This is the pirus, and there's nothing else. What were they? What did they leave out? They left out chita, chita and saira, and they also left out zayis. The Gemara says that, do you know why it says the word Eretz next to Chiton Seira and Eretz next to Zayis? Because these are things that the Chaye Nefesh is Talibut. And therefore, the Meraglim were trying to imply, yes, there's beautiful, yummy fruits over there, but there's no Chaye Nefesh there. There's no Lechem there, and there's no Shemen over there. Okay? Let me add to you something. The Gemara
says... Mashal says it?
What? Mashal says it, yeah. Incredible. I found the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says that Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and Aaron, when the Meraglim came back, Moshe and Aaron were being Oisik in Hilchas Challah. Okay? So the Meraglim says, you're Oisik in Hilchas Challah, you're not even going to ask yourself, what are you busy with Hilchas Challah? If you think about it, the Rishus over here was so incredible. The Yidden were Do Oichli Hamon, they were eating Mon, their sustenance... The Chaye Nefesh was the mon, okay? And here, the most important thing is the Lechem Oreth. Is a Lechem, is a sustenance, okay? Listen to this. I'd just like to add one thing, and so we're going to stop. So, basically, the whole parasha Shlach Lecha is the Meraglim, the punishment of the Meraglim. There's two or three more parashas in the whole parasha Shlach Lecha. Listen to this. Vayda be'Hashem l'Moshe leim b'dam nisar ki sevoyu l'atzma shesecha v'ashe nesnechem v'asisam oyla zavach. You know what you're going to do? V'achem v'sachem. That's it. Said there's no shaman. Don't worry, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Nothing to worry about. There's shaman. Okay? What's the next passion in the Torah? Vayda be'Hashem l'Moshe leim b'dam nisar matem v'achem l'atzen v'esem shoma v'oyah b'acholchem milechem ha'oretz. Look what look how the Ebeshu was so sensitive to Klal Yisrael. Don't worry, there is Lechem Oretz. We have a Cholchem Lechem Oretz. No, there is Chaye Nefesh. And that was in all the Tzoros that Klal Yisrael were in. The Ebeshter never leaves us, and we should be Zeicher to Taka, to go to Eretz Yisrael forever at this great time.